300-plus people concerned about the watersheds of southeast Wisconsin congregated last week for the annual Clean Rivers, Clean Lake Conference. One researcher provided an update on the health of the Kinnickinnick River running through Milwaukee. He shared his scientific analysis of how rehabilitating the KK to a natural state has affected the quality of the water. But those involved seem just as excited about how neighbors are engaging in the river's rebirth. We catch up with the researcher, along with teams that helped clean and celebrate the river's renaissance, and some who are just learning. The restoration line is clearly drawn at 6th and Cleveland. Downstream, the KK River meanders and practically shouts, "I'm alive!" Look over your shoulder upstream. Concrete slopes line the banks. It was poured in the 1960s to allow rain to quickly move away from basements and into the river. Instead, the channels led to devastating flooding. Today, the goal is to restore the KK's natural flow, which includes removing homes likely to flood during downpours.
It's not going to hurt you. It's just like touching a plant. It's just a plant that grows in water.
Graduate student researcher Vince Petita is guiding his last batch of kids into the restored flow. They've pulled on waders practically as big as they are and venture first gingerly and then with joyous abandon. They touch algae and with Petita's guidance turn over rocks to discover tiny fish eggs.
That's what I think the most rewarding part is, seeing the kids come out. The first question always is, have you ever been in a river before? Is this what most rivers look like? And it's just interesting seeing in the middle of a city that this is the conception of what a river everywhere else in the world must look like.
So if these are our clouds. So if you squeeze on them, you can make it rain.
Peter Levi has his hands full. He's the scientist who reported his findings about how restoration improves the river ecosystem. But on this day, Levi demonstrates how a watershed works with a 4x4-foot model he unearthed. The creation of foam insulation, acrylic paint, and a few craft shop items represents a varied landscape from farm field to paved surfaces and marshes. Kids surround him as Levi illustrates how pollution can affect a wetland. He releases droplets of red food coloring. That's the pollution.
That could be oil coming out of your car. It could be litter. It could be a wrapper from a candy bar.
A young girl then squirts rain from a water bottle onto the wetland. The red slowly disappears.
Wetlands actually act like sponges. They can take pollution out of the water, oil or gasoline or whatever. They can be removed by wetlands.
But when a downpour hits a solid surface, such as concrete, that's a different story.
What you can see is that litter doesn't just stay there, does it? Oil or whatever, it eventually gets into our rivers and then it can pollute the lake, right?
Last summer, when he wasn't collecting and crunching river data, Levi helped kids fashion small floating vessels to carry out their own experiment. Alex Hernandez of the 16th Street Community Health Centers headed the summer camp.
We had little dowel boats, boats made out of bark, and then they went down the river and we could see how fast they went. And it was really good because they were like really good scientists. They made a hypothesis, did their little boat races, and then we had our conclusion of how fast the water is in the concrete channel versus the naturalized channel.
Hernandez says the kids' findings practically mirrored Levi's scientific results.
Peter actually has the scientific data. He told me that it was really, really close, almost exactly the same as what the data showed, his data.
Melchizedek Hernandez is just beginning to connect with the Kinnickinnick. He grew up nearby, but the river was completely off his radar.
Recently, I like to ride bikes, and I was like, wow, they're really fixing up the river. It looks really nice. It's crazy to think that I've lived here so long. I'm 22 years old, gonna be 23. And I never knew about this.
Eventually, Kinnickinnick restoration will stretch upstream all the way to 43rd Street. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.